The Yes Men are known for impersonating corporate executives and crashing business meetings. Sometimes they fool the news media too. A few years ago, one member of the group said this falsehood on BBC television while pretending to be a spokesman for Dow Chemical.
Today, I'm very happy to announce that for the first time, Dow is accepting full responsibility for the Bhopal catastrophe.
Yes man Mike Bonanno, at least he said over the phone that he's Mike Bonanno, says his group tries to take on powerful people and bring about change.
Target people with real power, target organizations that are doing things that anybody can tell is wrong. And I think that's what's satisfying about it for viewers as well.
Bonanno says the public sector has self-important people who need skewering, such as business-minded university administrators. But he says the Yes Men mainly plan to keep focusing on comic opportunities in the corporate world. He says, look at what's happened with bailouts for banks and some Wall Street firms.
There's much, much work to be done in the banking sector, and the economic collapse, maybe some good that can come of it would be some positive change in terms of reining in what's possible for these people to do in the future.
Bonanno says tonight's free show at the UW-Milwaukee will mainly be him showing video clips in advance of an upcoming release of the Yes Men's new DVD. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.